Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. The University of Louisiana Monroe School of Visual and Performing Arts is presenting the 2013 Guitar Festival this week. Festivities include concerts as well as master classes for those studying guitar. And with a look at some of the featured performers and more about the event, it's ULM Assistant Professor of Music Education and guitarist Dan Sumner. Dan, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks, Bob. Happy to be here.
Well, the event seems to bring the best of both worlds, Dan, acclaimed talent and aspiring musicians. What are some of the goals of the Guitar Festival?
The goals of the festival are really to provide our students, our faculty, our ULM community, and the Monroe, West Monroe area with exposure to really world-class guitarists and guitar educators who come in, work with the students and work with the community members, and like you said, in master classes and perform. And it's been wonderful this year so far.
Well, the festival is fully underway, and special guests appear in concert this evening at the Emmy Lou Beanhorn Recital Hall. Tell us about the father-son duo that's going to be performing tonight.
Yes, Steve Mazakowski is just a bulwark of New Orleans guitar playing. He, in particular, he's a modern jazz guitar player, and he's famous for his work in the band Astral Project, who tours all over the world. His son, Martin Mazakowski, is a young and upcoming bass player. Martin played in my student band when I was the musical director at Lusher Charter School in New Orleans, and he has blossomed into a fantastic young player. We heard him Friday night at Snuff Harbor, and he was great, and it's going to be wonderful to have these guys up here playing drums with them tonight. It's Louis Romanis, and they've got some really special things. Steve is the professor, I think he's the Coca-Cola professor at UNO.
Coming up tomorrow morning, a master's class will be held with Kane Buds from Louisiana Tech. Share a little bit about Kane's style of guitar that he'll be sharing with the students.
Kane's a fantastic classical guitar player. He's a good jazz player, too. He really shines on the classical guitar. And he'll be giving a half recital at 11 o'clock in the Emmy Lou Beanhorn Recital Hall, and then working with some of our students who are working on classical pieces as well. So he's covering that angle this year in the festival.
Tomorrow night, you'll be on stage with Carvel Avis. What's coming up with your performance?
Oh, that's a secret. I can't tell them. When I first moved here 4 years ago, I met everybody said, you have to meet Carvel. You have to meet Carvel. He's a great player. And they were right. Carvel's a fantastic, fantastic jazz guitar player and a great all-around guy. And he and I have become friends and play together whenever we can. So tomorrow night, we're both going to play some solo things as well as together. I think we'll have some other special guests come up and play with us. And it'll be good. I've got some arrangements that I'm going to play that I've been working on, and I think it's going to be a good time. And then Friday night's our student concert. So several of my students are going to be playing. Those are the guitar majors here at ULM. They're playing solos and in duo form. As well, some of their students are going to be playing. So some very young students are coming in, doing some of the really early classical guitar stuff that we have when the students, young students start playing. As well, Kane is bringing over some students from Louisiana Tech. So it's going to be a really full concert and a lot of guitar.
How did the concept, Dan, of a guitar festival, and really to target a thriving study by many in our area, how did that whole idea come about to create this event?
Well, my first year here, I asked our dean at that point, our associate dean Matthew James, if I could have a day where I brought in guitarists from around the area to come and work with my guitarists. So it started as a guitar day. And that was 4 years ago. And then the next year, we just decided to expand it out, and we worked with the art department and history department, and we brought in Spencer Bowren, and he was the central figure of that year's guitar festival. And Richard Hood has been a huge help and a real organizing help in this area, and he helped me put together last year's festival specifically, where we had Frank Vignola and Vinny Raniolo come in. Stan Smith was here last year, and it's just grown, and Gene Bertoncini is someone that I've been wanting to bring in for a long time. I studied with him when I was an undergraduate student. He was teaching at Eastman, and he came as a regular guest at Capital University, so I got to study with him quite a bit. And he's just a hero of mine, and really anybody who hears him loves him. And he gave a wonderful concert last night. I'm taking him to the airport this morning, and then he's flying off to Switzerland to give some concerts there. So we have to say goodbye to him, and hello to the Mazurkowskis tonight. We're very excited about that concert. I hope everybody that's listening comes out.
A lot of great talent, as you mentioned, the Mazurkowski brother, father and son, rather, coming up this evening, and of course, continuing throughout the week with some great performances on the way. Dan, if someone would like to find out more information about attending any of these events, how could they do so?
You can go to the VAPA website, which is ulm.edu/VAPA, or you can call 318-342-1577. I'll be happy to answer any questions anybody has. Look forward to seeing everybody out at the concerts.
Assistant Professor of Music Education, guitarist Dan Sumner, and the 2013 Guitar Festival. Dan, thank you for joining us.
Hey, thanks so much.
You can hear this and other Lanyap podcasts by visiting The Listening Room online at kedm.org.